Personal Finance, Elementary Chap 7 Storybook.
Chapter 7, Saving for a Goal, Your Super Savings Plan. Maya stared at the super mega awesome scooter in the toy store window. It was bright blue, had light-up wheels, and looked faster than a rocket. I wish I had that scooter, she sighed to her friends, Leo, Chloe, and Sam. It's the coolest thing ever.
Leo tapped his chin. It cost a lot of money, Maya. $100. Maya's shoulders slumped. That was more money than she had ever had. I'll never get it, she mumbled, kicking a pebble on the sidewalk.
The next day at school, their teacher, Mr. David, talked about setting goals. A goal is something you work hard to achieve, he explained. You can break a big goal into smaller steps. Suddenly, a light bulb went on in Maya's head. I have a goal, she thought. I'm going to save for that scooter.
After school, Maya told her friends her plan. I'm going to make a super savings plan, she announced. She got a big glass jar and decorated it with pictures of scooters. This is my scooter fund, she said proudly.
Saving wasn't always easy. Maya started doing extra chores to earn money. She raked leaves, helped with the dishes, and walked her neighbor's dog. Every dollar she earned went straight into the scooter fund.
One hot afternoon, the ice cream truck came down the street, playing its cheerful song. All her friends ran to get a treat. Chloe held out her ice cream cone to Maya. Want a bite? She asked. Maya's mouth watered. She really wanted ice cream.
Maya thought about her scooter. She shook her head. No thanks, Chloe, she said. I'm saving my money for something important. It was hard, but saying no made her feel strong. She was one step closer to her goal.
Weeks went by. The jar got heavier and heavier. Maya, Leo, Chloe, and Sam would gather around it and count the money. You have $75, Sam shouted one day. You're almost there.
Finally, the day came. Maya poured all the money out of the jar. With her friends cheering her on, she counted it one last time. $100, she yelled. I did it! I really did it! She had never felt so proud.
Maya and her friends went straight to the toy store. She proudly paid for the super mega awesome scooter. Riding it home, with the wind in her hair and the wheels lighting up the sidewalk, Maya knew it was the best scooter in the world. Not just because it was fast and blue, but because she had earned it all by herself.
Back to course. Next lesson.